After much discussion with his advisers, he has decided to write to the Cabinet Secretary, Scott O'Donnell, to say that he would like the code for special advisers, the code which Damien McBride, his former Director of Strategy, was supposed to be due to follow. He's asked for that code to be changed and to be tightened up, and to make it absolutely clear that it will be an immediate sackable offence if you're found to have been briefing any personal attacks of any kind or any nature, and that it is solely your job to promote the policy of the government. So that this is a sort of tightening up of the code for special advisers. He's also separately writing to all the individuals that's been named in the email that Damien McBride sent to Derek Draper, who runs an organisation called Labour List, and in that he named four or five people who intended to smear in various ways. And Gordon Brown's promised he's going to write to those people individually, giving assurance that that it was nothing to do with him, and he deeply regrets what happened. He is also saying in this letter to Gus O'Donnell that he regrets that this event has occurred, and that Damien McBride, his former close advisor, has apologised. It's clear also from the briefings being given by Number 10 that Mr. Brown himself is not personally apologising for anything. He doesn't feel he has any need to do so, since he hadn't been aware that these emails were being exchanged between Mr. McBride and Mr. Draper. But that he does feel it lowers the tone of British politics, and that's not what he came into politics to do. So that's his attempt to draw a line under the whole affair.
Sure. Do the Tories smell blood here, or do they think, does everyone think the scandal's been contained?
Personally, I don't think it is fully contained, because I think there's quite a lot of evidence that there's issues as to who else knew about this email. There are issues as to who knew about the proposal to set up a salacious website on the model of Guido Fawkes, and the salacious website is going to be called Red Rag. There's some evidence that quite a wide circle of people, including serving ministers, knew about this proposal and seemed to be going along with it. So they may have not known about some of the individual ideas for stories that Damien McBride was coming up with, but they knew about the intent to set up this website.
Why do you think that, let's make a comparison with Barack Obama in the United States, who was very successful in generating support, online support for his center-left government or center-left policies. Why do you think Labour's had such a difficult time of it
Well,
in this country?
I think it's the problem is that this Labour government's been in power for over a decade. They can hardly describe themselves an insurgency bringing change to the country. I mean, they have to offer a different perspective to the country. And so the comparisons with Barack Obama, though they're both on the sort of centre-left, just don't stand up, because they're just in a different position politically in terms of having been an incumbent government for so long. But I don't know whether it's true that this idea that websites can only work if you're in opposition doesn't seem to me particularly true. I mean, I think you can write an intelligent centre-left website even when you're in government. But I think the problem that a lot of the Labour High Command have come up with is that they seem to be wanting to run these websites themselves rather than letting them develop organically, which is why there's been success on the right. Is most of the best websites are ones that are not associated directly with the Conservative Party. They have conservative leanings, although Guido Fawkes could be arguably characterised as an anti-politics website. The Conservative Home and other effective websites on the right are independent of the Conservative Party. The foolish mistake that Labour seems to be making is to try to run them in a semi-official capacity.
How does the public engage with this sort of scandal? Is this a Westminster affair, or is this something that the general public is really going to take note of?
I think the public will take note of the fact that on taxpayers' money, people are preparing this kind of smear against another political party. I mean, I think there's always rough and tumble in politics, but the degree to which this was going on will shock people. And I think what's also worrying and must be unnerving for Gordon Brown is the degree to which there will be people in the Labour ranks who will start to dredge up memories of how they feel they were mistreated by Damien McBride, who is certainly one of the toughest operators in the Westminster Village, and many of them claim they've been victims of his briefings. Whether that's true or not, they often assume he has been, and there's at least five or six cabinet ministers who, or former cabinet ministers who I could cite, who hate Damien McBride with a vengeance. And the danger is it could reopen all these old wounds between the Blairites and the Brownites, and the way in which Gordon Brown took power from Tony Blair.